Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who?
Jambo.
Hello. Kiswahili. How y'all doing? The Billy. Second day of the week. Today is Monday, the second day of the week. Today is the first day of the work week, but it's the second day of the week. As always, Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio is pertaining to and all about the elevation of the Blacks, Black men and women who came up with the three W's. They changed the whole wide world. Today, we're going to talk about the real McCoy. I'm going to say again, the real McCoy. You may think about that white offspring culture vulture TV show about the real McCoy. But as always, one more time, white offspring culture vulture. The real McCoy is Elijah McCoy, a black man who had 60 patents. I say again, he had 60 patents. But of course, you probably never heard of him. Of course, why? Because he's a black man. So why would you hear about him? You hear about that guy who worked at the patent offices. One more time. Let me explain something to you. McCoy showed a strong interest in mechanics. His parents arranged him for him to travel to Scotland. He returned with an apprenticeship in mechanical engineering. And despite his qualifications, he was unable to find work as an engineer in the United States. Not just there, the United States. One more time, but you know, hey. The real McCoy couldn't get no money, couldn't find no work. One more time. What happened was he accepted a position as a fireman in the oiler for the Michigan Central Railroad. And that's when he started inventing stuff. That's when he invented the lubricating cup that distributed oil evenly over the engine's moving parts. So one more time, let me say that again. McCoy invented a lubricating cup that distributed oil evenly over the engine's moving parts. When I say engines, it's all engines. Every engine has oil. And thanks to the real McCoy, what did he change? The whole wide world, because the whole wide world uses it. He continued to refine his devices, receiving 60 patents over the course of his lifetime. While the majority of his inventions related to lubrication systems, he also developed designs for ironing board, alarm sprinkler, and other machines. One more time. Although McCoy's achievements were recognized in his own time, his name did not appear on the majority of the products that he devised. Lacking the capital, he typically assigned his patent rights to his employers or sold them to inventors. In 1920, toward the end of his life, McCoy formed the Elijah McCoy Manufacturing Company to produce lubricants bearing his name. Now, let me see. What was this? In 1920, how many of y'all ever heard of Elijah McCoy? Let me see. Now imagine if he was white. Excuse me. How did he form an Elijah McCoy manufacturing company to produce lubricators, bearing his name? And he's the one who came up with lubricants. But if he had been white, what would they be talking about? Over 100 years in 1920, and nobody even knows about this black man. Because, but they know about the real McCoy. Because it's pertaining to the culture vultures, white offspring, who will continue to elevate their lives. One more time. They will continue to elevate his 1-2-3 story, while I will continue to elevate his story. One more time. Let me say this correctly. I will continue to elevate he story. Capital H, capital I, capital S, capital T, capital O, capital R, capital Y. He story. He go to go. The story. He story is impossible to be made without feet of polished gold and head of wood of a lamb. One more time. Elijah, the real McCoy. Nobody knows nothing about this man because he was a black man who came up with the concept of making sure that engines didn't burn up. But one more time, you don't hear nobody say, hey, Elijah McCoy, what a genius he was. 60 patents. Nah, he's not a genius. Why, the guy that worked at the patent office and read other people's, he's a genius. Okay, one more time. As I said, and as I'm going to keep on saying, maximize thy blackness. One more time. You don't hear me, though, because face to pure blackness. Feet of polished gold and hear the word of lamb. I'm going to say again, pure blackness. Blackness. Blacks. Blackness. Word of gold. Bless them so that they can come up with the three W's so that they can change the whole wide world. One more time. Elijah, the real McCoy. Feet of polished gold and head of wood of a lamb. Just like me. I am an in and of the chosen. Moja Kupang. Excuse me. Tapadati. As always, in ending, Asante Sanas. Thank you very much. Moja Kupang. One love. Baraka. Blessings. Amani Kutoka. You. Peace from above.